Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. My message for today I've entitled The Lord's Deliverance. We read in 2 Chronicles 20:17, "You will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm, and see the deliverance the Lord will give you. Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow, and the Lord will be with you." My word, it was absolutely impossible to be delivered from the vast enemy. They covered the hillsides, the valleys. As the children of Israel looked at them, they knew there was no way they were going to be able to win this in their own strength. It was the small group of people that were the Lord's people standing against the people of Moab and Ammon and a great multitude of people from beyond the sea. And it seemed absolutely impossible for them to win. And rather than going to military commanders, The children of Israel came before the Lord, and Jehoshaphat, who stood in the congregation of Israel, went before the Lord, and he laid out the situation as it stood. They were in deep, deep trouble. And the Lord gave Jehoshaphat these words of encouragement that we have for us today. You don't have to fight the battle. It's the Lord's battle. All we have to do is take up our position and watch the Lord's deliverance. I don't know what you're facing right now. Don't know what situations. Could be financial. It could be emotional. It could be relationships. Could be any number of things. But the Lord's deliverance is always there. And this assurance that we have in this verse, you will not have to fight this battle. All we have to do is take up our position and stand firm. Keep our eyes focused upon God. How God delivers is God's business. Our business is to stand firm on our knees in prayer before the Lord, giving him control of our life, letting him be the one to do the things that need to be done in the order and by the manner in which they are done. You will not have to fight this battle. You know, are you fighting the battles in your own life that God never intends for you to fight? Is he wanting you to give everything into his control so that he can do what only he can do? Sometimes we try to do too much and then ask God to bless it instead of saying, "Lord, you take control, you do the work, and let me praise your name." And as Jehoshaphat turned things over to God, God did something amazing. The enemy began to fight with one another, and they destroyed each other. And as we find in this verse, you don't have to fight the battle. You just have to watch the deliverance that the Lord is going to bring. You know, if you want to have victory, open your eyes to see the way God brings deliverance into your life. Let him fight your battles. Let him be the one to give victory in impossible situations. What impossible situation are you facing? Go out tomorrow and face it, and face it with victory, victory in Jesus. Heavenly Father, I pray that we might more and more come to you and recognize that you are the one that is able to fight the battles that we face. You alone are able to go against our enemy. And Lord, I pray that we can really learn to trust you and to leave things in your hands rather than trying to be strong in our own strength and by our own might, but letting you be the Lord of our life. Have complete control in everything we do and all that we say. I pray, Lord, that we might spend more time in your word and with you in prayer, that we might have that fellowship that you desire for us to have with you, that in all things we can learn to trust you. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.